Hey, Jabari. Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. Is it overly simplistic to point back to the fourth quarter of the South Carolina game as the turning point? You know, you, the defense had struggled for a couple weeks into that game, and then you guys go out and get a bunch of stops and a turnover. Felipe leads a bunch of touchdown drives, and then you're rolling after that and finish number six or seven. Is that too simplistic, or was that really a point where you guys really put the brakes on the downspell and just clicked it into high gear and were able to roll the rest of the year?
Yeah, I definitely feel like that game gave us a lot of momentum heading into the next game. You know, that was one of the turning points of the season, like you said. You know, we had to fight back from adversity, and we showed that we can be resilient and do that.
Right here in front of you.
Chad Rich with the Gatorbait Magazine. You're going to your second year with Nick Savage. Can you talk about the impact he has been on the program?
Coach Savage, I feel like he's one of the best strength coaches in the country. You know, he brings that passion, that enthusiasm every workout. You know, it can be 6 o'clock in the morning or 12 o'clock at night. It doesn't matter. You know, he's going to come in, you know, ready to work. You know, he's going to make sure you're ready to work. So he's definitely had a great impact on our team.
Jabari, to your right over against the wall.
Michael Brandon from Saturday Night South. You guys open up against the Hurricanes, and I don't know if you've seen it, but you know, a lot of fans, Miami fans, Florida fans, going back and forth. I've even seen some of your teammates kind of, you know, getting riled up online. Do you consider the Hurricanes a rival of Miami?
Well, yeah, I do. I feel like, you know, they're in the state of Florida. So, you know, Miami and FSU, you know, those are always going to be games that mean something more than football. You know, it's one of those things where, you know, they're going to get the best of us and we're going to get the best of them.
Okay, go right ahead.
Coach, you talked a little bit about how the team could react to finishing out the year so strongly and finishing ranked in the top 10. How did you see the off-season workouts go to where you're heading into fall going, hey, this could be a special year?
Well, for one thing, you know, Coach Savage has definitely ramped up the workouts, you know, just preparing us both mentally and physically for the scrutiny that we're going to get in the season. So I definitely feel like, you know, next season is going to be one to remember.
We have a question on the left here.
Jabari, can you talk about defensive line is getting a lot of props this offseason. Can you talk about the guys up there?
You know, I feel like, you know, we have one of the best defensive lines in the SEC. You know, Adam Schuler, Kyrie Campbell, Luke Ankrum. You know, we just have a lot of guys. Zach Carter, we have a lot of depth. You know, and I feel like, you know, a lot of people don't really see it. But, you know, I feel like next season they're definitely going to be awoken, if you want to say that.
Right here.
So, Todd Grantham, there was obviously some reports that he thought about leaving for the NFL, but he decided to come back. How big is that for the team next year?
I feel like that's very big because Coach Grantham is one of the best defensive coordinators in the country. So I feel like, you know, he brings a lot to the table with his play calling and with his aggressive style. So that's definitely something that we're definitely going to count on.
In the middle, second row.
Sorry, Ponder, Tuscaloosa News. I have a couple of questions. So you being a leader here, what are your goals for this season?
Well, first, you know, I want to win the SEC East, you know, and the SEC championship and get to a bowl game and obviously the Natty. You know, I feel like, you know, as a team, we have very, very high expectations. We feel like, you know, with the talent that we have and the work that we've been putting in, you know, I feel like we can do some great things this year.
And how do you see the team gelling?
It's the camaraderie of the team is, you know, I feel like it's the highest it's been since I've been here. You know, off the field, we're hanging out a lot more. We just, you know, just everybody's getting along with each other.
And my last question was, what are your thoughts on your Coach Shoe game?
Coach Mullen definitely has a lot of shoes. You know, each meeting he comes in with a different pair of shoes. So I feel like he might have about 200 pair of shoes in his closet. So.
To your right, second row.
I've seen John Grenard throughout the spring. How would you compare and contrast him and Ja'Kai Polite?
I feel like you know they're two different players. You know, Ja'Kai is more of an elusive, you know, get around you, spin move type player, a bendy type player, and I feel like John is more of a run through you type player. You know what I'm saying? The run game. You know, I feel like.